Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
We were talking about William Hung, who came to our attention back when he was on American Idol. And then after he did American Idol, by the way, today's his birthday. I want to mention that, get that in there. I don't want you to think we're just sitting around talking about William Hung for no reason. But he's 37 today, and he started his recording career. I think this was his biggest hit.
Chief Bass! Chief Bass!
There you go. He actually recorded that song with musical accompaniment and everything.
Wow.
Later on.
Yeah. What do you think?
That. He borrowed that from Ricky Martin, I believe.
You're known as the ears in the industry. Could that have been a hit?
No.
No way. Does that count as a who did it first on America's Greatest Hits?
Yes.
Can you play that this weekend?
What about, I didn't know this, but Louis has a picture. You didn't buy it, I hope.
I do have it at home. I do, yeah.
What is it?
Hung for the Holidays, his Christmas album.
You have the album?
William Hung, yeah.
Yeah.
Hung.
Do you listen every year?
It's excellent. Little Drummer Boy is a classic. It's a modern classic.
Hung for the Holidays.
Oh, it's kind of a passe, modern classic.
In my head, anyway.
Imagine somebody comes over to your house, you got a little Christmas party going on, and they say, could you put on your William Hung Christmas album?
I'm looking at Wikipedia. It has under occupation for him, singer, actor, technical crime analyst. Wow. Where did that come in?
Must be what he's doing.
Maybe that's why
I think that's what he's doing now.
Yeah.
The singing, acting, not so
probably.
Much.
Probably. Just don't.
Some of his recordings were a crime.
Yeah.
Blightdale next year.
In the lab, they're going like this. Yeah, do me a favor.
Yeah, can you do Little Drummer Boy?
Go outside and sing.
Oh, come on, Ye Faithful's on there, too. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw something pretty cool over the weekend. As you know, we've been covering this horrible situation in Australia.
Yeah.
The outback and a lot of the forest land there. And one of the problems is it's really not a lot of people, but there's a lot of animals who live there. Kangaroos and wallabies and all kinds of little bears. And it's so pervasive that they don't have anything to eat or drink.
Yeah.
They actually are killing camels. Like that, I read.
Because they drink an enormous amount of water when they do drink.
I read 800 camels have been slaughtered from above.
They were targeting 10,000 of them.
My God.
It was just trying to take out as many as they could to stop them from taking water that they said they needed to fight fires and also for people to be able to drink.
And they're also up now in these helicopters and they're dropping food down to the surviving animals.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. There's all kinds of people donated money. And I think, we mentioned we have all the information if you'd like to contribute on our Facebook page. But they call it Operation Rock Wallaby. And they're airdropping thousands and thousands of carrots and sweet potatoes to the endangered animals.
Yeah, the paper has a picture of a wallaby eating a carrot. It's really sweet.
Mm, I saw the thing. They got boxes of carrots and sweet potatoes stacked up.
Yeah.
I mentioned the animals, but so far they've lost like almost 30 people also.
Right.
But the sad part's those little bears they got. There's the koala bears.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of what they do is their little paws are like burned and I saw one of those rescue hospitals, and they got they treat them, but I guess their nose is very vulnerable.
Yeah, they have that long, flat nose, and it's got a lot of skin space on their face, and so
there are a lot of the noses sensitive. Are burned in the paws. They got their paws wrapped up, and I guess they have a special way that they sit in an abnormal way. So they have a little place where they prop them up in the
because they mostly sit in trees. That's the thing.
Yeah. So they got some kind of way they prop them up so they can sit there and see what's going on. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but one of the better drummers in the rock and roll world, Neil Peart, passed away. He's from that band Rush.
Yeah, brain cancer, right?
Yeah. He'd been sick for a while. They actually canceled this really big tour, and they didn't say who it was or what it was, but word got out that he was battling cancer.
Yeah.
Sometimes he had like 40 drums set up.
Really?
Different kind of drums.
Yeah. Would he like run back and forth, or how'd they do that?
No, you can see that. You've seen him before, haven't you? You know all about him, don't you?
Of course. Tom Sawyer?
Yeah.
One of the best songs.
He knows all that, see?
So, but what would he do?
He knows on top of it.
How do you play 40 drums at a time?
Well, it's just different parts of the song, and when he does the solos and all that.
And other people would like rotate them in and out, what he needed or something?
No. He had them all set up. They do them in levels.
In different layers.
Like different floors you're going to.
I see.
Yeah. He's a great drummer.
That'd be interesting to watch.
A lot of kids grew up kind of emulating Neil. We have to identify the Big Show DA of the day for a Monday. We're going to Bartow County, Georgia. What a mess. Our DA of the day is a fellow who might be described as a burglar. His name? What the heck's his name? He's from Cartersville, Georgia. Mm-hmm. His name is Nathaniel King. He broke into the tire store there and decided, I don't know what he was going to rob, but he wanted to rob him, maybe steal some tires. He called 911 while he was inside the tire store. It seems as though he tried to pull a tire out of the rack and all the tires fell down on the idiot.
And trapped him.
So the 30-year-old Nathaniel King did what any good thief's going to do. He called 911.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Get me out of here.
He said, what's the address of your emergency? He said, I'm in Cartersville, Georgia. Well, I need to know where exactly you are.
Well, let me tell you.
I'm in the tire store, and the tire rack is going to kill me.
Wow.
So that was enough for the police officers. They did show up.
Well, he made the right choice rather than lay there and let all the air get squeezed out of his body.
Yeah.
When they got there, they observed the suspect underneath a pile of tires yelling for help.
Gee.
The officer who reported was eventually able to make entry into the business, pull the tires off him, get out. He says it wasn't his fault. He was being chased. He wanted to hide in the tire store, which was closed.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Good place to hide.
That's a good plan. If you're being chased,
you
go into the place that's being closed, set up a camera, and watch yourself undress.
No, that's a different case, bonehead. So congratulations to Nathaniel King from Cartersville, Georgia, our official DA of the day.
Radio.com.
Shannon in the Morning Radio Show with the whole crew gathered around. Yes, they are announcing the nominations for the Oscars to be held on Sunday, February 9th, in Hollywood, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Best Supporting Actress. Who did they nominate?
Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell, Laura Dern for Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson for Jojo Rabbit, Florence Pugh for Little Women, and Margot Robbie for Bombshell. No J-Lo, so she's not probably in a happy state.
No.
Tough morning in the A-Rod house.
Yeah. And for Shakira,
too. I'm surprised at that.
Shakira's got a bad day at rehearsals.
Right.
I don't think she's going to win, but Margot Robbie was really good in Bombshell.
She was excellent.
And you think so, Brad?
Oh, fantastic. That elevator scene where she walks in there and it's...
Oh, yeah.
Who would you go for there, Brad?
Oh, look, Kathy Bates was fantastic in that one.
Florence Pugh, too. A lot of people like that.
But the winner's going to be Laura Dern. Yeah.
Marriage Story.
Marriage Story, yeah. She plays a divorce attorney, actually quite comically.
Yes,
in that
she
movie.
Does.
Now, here's
phenomenal.
A question for you. And Best Supporting Actor, Tom Hanks gets nominated for the Mr. Rogers movie,
yeah.
A Beautiful Day
in
the
Neighborhood. And he played Mr. Rogers.
Was there anybody else in that movie that could have been considered a supporting actor?
The guy that plays the documentary newspaper interviewer?
Yeah, probably.
The movie was about the reporter, not Mr. Rogers.
Right, and exactly. I think also they desperately wanted to get him nominated, and they couldn't get him into the Best Actor category, so that seemed like a good place to put him.
And who else is in that category?
Anthony Hopkins for The Two Popes, Al Pacino, Irishman, Joe Pesci, Irishman, and of course, Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, who will get it?
That's going to go to Brad, definitely.
Yeah. Just for taking his shirt off.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got the problem.
He's still got it.
Big squeeze antenna.
The problem, the part of the Irishman that I saw that I got through.
Stomach, yeah.
No, I didn't. It's just
stayed awake.
Yeah.
Right. Joe Pesci was really good.
I thought Pesci and Pacino were the best part of the movie myself, but now they're going to counteract
each other.
They're going to counteract each other.
Cancel each other. It'll be Brad Pitt anyway.
You think so?
Yeah, I really
just because he's handsome?
No, because he was great.
No, he was really good
in that movie.
No,
I'm not a huge Brad Pitt fan when it comes to that. But just for the movie, I think he was great.
Yeah.
I was telling Patty, if you think he's handsome now, go back and watch him in that one of the first movies I ever saw.
I didn't think he was that cute then.
Oh, my gosh.
He was too skinny. Looked like a teenager. He just looked like a kid to me.
What was that movie, Brad?
Welcome to my world.
Legends of the Fall.
Legends of the Fall.
Oh, and Thelma and Louise. Yeah.
I'm looking at it, I said, early. How did God create that kind of guy? And then here I am.
I know, right?
What happened?
Remember he had the long hair then?
Yes. Yes.
Man. Oh man, didn't he steal his brother's girlfriend?
I think he did.
Yeah.
And Barack and Michelle, by the way, got their nomination for their documentary.
Well, I feel good about that.
Well, okay.
8:37, I just said I felt good about it. 8:37 at CBS FM. How would you like to marry a billionaire?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy looking for a girlfriend. I'll tell you about him in a minute. He'll share his money with you.
Ooh.
But
you have to do one thing.
You won't believe where he's going for the honeymoon. CBS FM, Shannon LeMond Radio Show. If I sound happy, I am, because my favorite movie got a nomination. Ford versus Ferrari, up for Best Picture.
Was that not an amazing movie?
I love that movie.
Oh, I love that movie, too.
You know, it wasn't edgy. It wasn't, like a foreign press movie. Just a good old-fashioned, well-written, well-acted movie.
I have to say something to Brad. Brad, I'm so sorry. Adam effing Sandler didn't get one nod.
You got me where it hurts. I'm really sad. I love Sandler.
If they had nominated for most F-words in a movie, he would have been the only one
won,
in the category.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny.
Poor Adam.
Very good.
Yeah. Poor Adam.
Let's see. We got... Oh, I should do this. Best Picture, Ford versus Ferrari, Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
All great movies.
And a little bit of a surprise in there, Brad.
Yeah.
Parasite.
Yeah, great movie. I can't wait till you see that one, Scott. I know you love reading.
Yeah, they're reading
subtitles.
Subtitles.
Reading the what?
The subtitles.
Oh, God. Or do you speak Korean?
He does.
He taught me all the Korean I know. So
it's Korean American Day.
Oh, there you go. And Quentin Tarantino, of course, nominated.
Yep.
Scorsese, Todd Phillips for Joker, Sam Mendes for 1917, and Bong Joon-ho.
For Parasite.
For Parasite.
Great
Todd Phillips is the one that did all the... He did like Hangover?
He did the Hangover movies.
Hangover movies.
Yeah, made
which
those,
is so amazing, and here he is in this really solid...
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Is he one of your favorite directors, Brad?
Oh, yeah, wonderful. Yeah. The strange thing for him, he got fired from Borat as a director. which is strange. But
I think I put that top on my resume.
That's right. Got fired from that, then went out and did The Hangover, and his career's on the run. He's in New Yorker Family as well. So Joker got 11 nominations. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood got 10. Irishman 10. And 1917, 10 as well.
Wow.
So Joker leads in nominations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will give you the special... word you need, the $1,000 keyword to win $1,000. That's coming up. But before we do that, I want to give you a chance to win pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart at the PNC. Brad, you have the Brainbuster?
Yeah, who was the actor that played the Joker in the first Batman movie?
Okay.
Who played the Joker?
So the first Joker. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be good.
In
first
the
film Joker.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Thank you, John. Voice of Reason popping through. 800.
Wow.
Or Voice of Education popping through. 800-367-1101. Lead actor nominations, Patty.
Lead actor nominations, Antonio Banderas, Pain and Glory.
What?
Leo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Adam Driver, Marriage Story. Joaquin Phoenix, Joker. And Jonathan Pryce, The Two Popes.
I hear John back there. Me,
yeah,
me.
Nothing from The Irishman.
Joaquin, I mean, Scott, if you haven't seen it, it's an amazing
film. I'm going to see. I didn't see it yet. I didn't. I admit.
That and Jojo Rabbit.
You like Jojo Rabbit, too?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing like a dancing, singing, skipping Hitler.
Let me ask you a question. I think I saw about half of The Two Popes. My mm-hmm. wife was watching.
So you
it.
Just watched one pope for the whole film?
No, right. No, no. What? But right. I think that they were together most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So Anthony Hopkins gets a nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Jonathan Pryce gets nominated for Lead Actor. What's the difference in The Two Popes?
Well, maybe there was a more powerful pope.
I got crickets in here.
No, because I want to get a clarification from Brad. Part of this is from the studios as they submit.
That's right.
And they submit based on who they think can win what category they're in. That's why Hanks is supporting because he doesn't have a chance in Maine.
That's true.
And it gives the film extra life in sales and digital sales.
And a lot of this is political.
Yeah, but poor Anthony Hopkins. What about me? I wore the
role. Hopkins is fine with that.
He didn't care.
And the big one, though, is, Scott, I know you're going to cry over this, one of your favorite films, Frozen 2, shut out from Best Animated Feature.
How weird is that?
Yeah.
Something political in there on that.
Yeah.
Once again, the big headline, Ford versus Ferrari nominated.
Scott Shannon headline.
Right. But it was a great movie. Christian Bale, to me, was amazing.
Yeah, it was just a wholesome, great movie.
I'm surprised Christian Bale didn't get nominated.
Yeah, I am too. I really am. He was really riveting in it.
He was so good. You didn't know where he was going.
But
kept
he's
thinking,
so good in everything he does.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
I don't think he's ever done a bad movie.
No.
All right, 800-367-1101 for the Brain Buster. I don't have any time to say congratulations to you. I'm sorry if you won.
I don't know who you are.
I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.